Our next young performer is a recipient of one of our Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Awards. Please welcome 18-year-old percussionist Yi Wei. Yi, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yes, we're about to hear you play marimba, but you didn't actually start out on marimba. Where did you start in music?
No, I actually played the violin 6 years before I actually touched anything having to do with percussion. And what happened was my grandfather was a violinist, and he taught his sons, and he also taught me. And as immigrants in the United States, what we would do is we were street musicians in the city of Chicago. And every day, after school or in the summer, every day during the day, we would play on Michigan Avenue or on the boardwalks of Lake Michigan or O'Hare Airport. And that's how we earned money for the family.
Wow.
But we would do that every day, and it was just something expected and fun at the same time.
Was it fun? I mean, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that's why they call it playing music, Chris.
That's right. Playing, exactly.
Not working.
Exactly. So, but how did you switch to percussion? Where did that happen?
Well, in fourth grade, my principal came in, and he asked if anyone wanted to join the percussion scholarship program with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And born into a family of musicians and living in Chicago, I knew what the Chicago Symphony Orchestra was. But I had no idea what percussion meant. I had no idea what scholarship meant. So I ran home and said, hey, let's go to the CSO. Apparently there was a interview process or application process, and I did all that, did the paperwork. And luckily, I ended up being accepted into the program. And the program basically is a program, a scholarship program, where free tutelage and free loaning of instruments is given for kids in the 4th through 12th grade. And we have pieces written for us. We play arrangements of classical pieces, jazz pieces, pop pieces. Mm-hmm. And it's headed by the percussionist at the CSO and the Lyric Opera of Chicago.
Nice.
So it's an amazing opportunity.
Now, next year, you're making a really big leap.
Yes.
Where are you going? You're going to where are you going next year?
I'm
going
to be with you guys, hopefully,
In
Boston. I've been accepted to New England Conservatory and Harvard, and They just started this program 2 years ago where I can do a five-year program. And with this program, I can do get my bachelor's at Harvard in 3 years and master's in music at NEC in 2 years. So
nice.
Best of both worlds.
Well, we're going to look forward to seeing you in Boston. We'll keep
yes.
our fingers crossed for that. But now we're going to hear you play. And
yes.
to do that, I need to bring back Bela Fleck and our 13-year-old violinist, Caroline Golding, and also introduce an outstanding young bassist who's been on our show before from LaSalle, Michigan, now studying at the Juilliard School in New York, 19-year-old Michael Thurber. Mike, very good to have you on the show again. You brought the house down at a show we did in Indiana last year.
Hey, well, you know, I try to do what I can.
A little bit of little bit of jazz, but here you are again playing Bach. I mean, you're like the Glenn Gould of the double bass.
Well, you know, you guys tried to get rid of me the first time, but I'm back.
Back, and better than ever. Okay, we've talked with Caroline and Yi, and we've introduced Mike.